what's the situation?
Situation is the governor just opened the park a couple hours ago, but it's just a show, I think. It was for the media purpose. And now, as you can see, the police is trying to blockade the park, and they will, I think, try to push people out. And what my vision is, they will try to build Ramadan. Ramadan tent, which people eat at when they break their oruj, or I don't know how to describe it. So I think their decision is trying to do something like this. So a lot of people, the protesters will watch on. All of us will watch those shitty Ramadan tents on the TV for 1 month. And by the way, they will show that Turkey that, hey, we took people to the park and we are doing peacefully Ramadan things. You see? So I think this is what they want to do for now. Mm-hmm. And what I think for all the movement is it's an opportunity for creating face-to-face direct relations between the protesters and people. I mean, and a lot of forums at the other smaller parks around Istanbul, people trying to create a direct democracy, something like direct democracy. They became together, they argue, they organize, they take, now they govern themselves at the park. For the Gezi Park, I can't say much more from this. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Sorry about my shit English.
No, don't worry about that. Sorry about my shit problem.
Tell me, what's the situation?
So we gathered the public here in Gezi Park today. I was with two friends lying on the grass, just eating some stuff and using the park because it's a park and it's open to public. And I'm a citizen. I have the right to be in the park and to use it. So they just they just came and just throwed us out. And what they do is totally illegal and illegitimate.
So lying in the park becomes a political act?
Yeah, no, it's everything. Like standing somewhere, I don't know, like speaking freely, lying on the park, everything is not permitted.
Do you know what they want to do there now?
I don't know. They say that it's open, but now it's closed. They say come tomorrow. And we will see that tomorrow will be also closed. Yeah. And we will resist. That's what we will do.
Yeah. I heard they want to do a tent for Ramadan where people can eat at night.
Yeah. Tomorrow there will be some sort of free Ramadan, or what can we say? Some sort of freedom Ramadan, and a meeting to eat with the public in Istiklal. Against this situation, we will meet all the atheists, also Muslims, will eat together. All the resistance will eat together. We call it Yarizlikler. Earth
breakfast.
Okay, have a good meal. Thank you.